This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello there, Capricorn, and welcome to your horoscope for today, Saturday, May 28th, 2022. Mercury in your fifth house, currently in retrograde, may leave you with less energy or interest in fun or high-energy activities. If you try to force yourself to do something, it may not feel good. Let exciting things happen naturally, and if they don't, maybe you need to rest. Your work and money. You may want to impulsively buy a new gadget or subscription, but now is not the best time. The moon conjunct Mercury, which rules your second house of finances, can create an emotionally driven instinct to spend money to feel good. However, remember that you feel good when you save too. Your health and lifestyle. The asteroid Eris moving into your sixth house of health may urge you to make changes somewhere in your wellness routine, perhaps to your diet. Change is good, but don't overpressure yourself to strive for perfection. Instead, make small incremental changes to your diet that result in more significant future changes. Your love and dating. If you're single, you won't want anything less than your intellectual equivalent in a partner. However, if you're in a relationship, emotional impulses should be handled with sensitivity, as feelings can run high today. Wear red for luck. Your special stone is serpentine, which enhances spiritual exploration and supports trying new things. Your lucky numbers are 5, 18, 29, 34, and 46.
From the entire team at Optimal Living Daily, thank you for listening today and every day. And visit oldpodcast.com for more inspirational podcasts. Thank you for listening.